talking Diana and Jim for helping with that overview and kind of background backstory on hymns, and choir for being full of good intention and purpose and faith and striking out as song leaders for these, some of which we haven't ever sung here. There's a couple of these I've never heard sung here. These hymns. The reason that I want to just talk a little bit about a great day of singing, I have some thoughts at this time of year about, I'm getting the fall musical together. And we're having our informational night. And our auditions will be coming. And then I'll have to begin explaining about why it is, in the musical theater, every time that somebody would normally maybe get angry enough to hit somebody, or get happy enough to shout hooray, or get really, you know, feel cuddly and romantic, that they burst into song. A musical comedy, when there's a big emotion upcoming, a song will be coming. One way or the other. And it's kind of the way I think about my life sometimes. And maybe you do too. How many of you have seen riding in the car? Even if you don't sing out loud, you sing it in your head. And then you find your mouth moving and you pull up next to somebody and they're watching your mouth. Singing when you've got something that's coming up out of you, it kind of can't help it. You know, we've kind of known that forever. Charles Wesley and John Wesley have known it since time began. People farther than that, back than that, we're singing. Now science tells us that in our brain chemistry and our neurons that are sparking off, that music, singing and making music, are good for your brain. They've done studies now, they have studies on everything. They have some of us time to look them over. but they discovered that children and adults who are musical, meaning they sing on a regular basis or they play a musical instrument on a regular basis, score higher on the Latin tests that we all have to score high on. And that starts right in grade school, from the famous kneecap tests, and then all the way up through the SATs and the graduate school exams. If you have music in your life, something's popping in your brain. Well, that figures, doesn't it? There's something popping inside of us, you know, and it's got to come out. And it's only natural now you can find out, well, there's a scientific basis for something you knew all along. You can sing yourself from a place of maybe just kind of half the line to a much better place. You can sing yourself, if you're below the line, you don't feel good, you can sing yourself from not feeling good up to maybe even and maybe beyond. But that's the thing that we have, that God gives us the opportunity. You know, there's a phrase in another hymn that says, I sing because I'm happy, I'm singing because I'm free, and that's what we are. We're free to sing. We have a primary instrument. We're fortunate. Even if it doesn't make any noise, or it doesn't make the sound that we want it to make, or that we think anybody else wants to hear, we can sing. There's so many songs in the scriptures. There's a song of Moses, there's a song of David, which become the Psalms. There becomes the Song of Solomon, which is the whole book. And in the New Testament, we have a song of Mary, the Magnificat, that we sing it at Advent and Easter time, because from that great emotion comes out that outcome. And even if our emotions aren't right there at the top of everything, we can use that to make ourselves feel better. I used to tell when I had that opportunity, I had great privilege to spend a lot of time with junior and senior high school Sunday school students. I would say to them, there's a time when you want to pray, but you haven't got the words. You know, you just don't, you know you need to pray, you don't know what to say, but if you just say the name, even if you don't say that loud, you say it in your head. If you say the name of Jesus three times, you will feel better. Let me just try that with you right now. Jesus. 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 By the time you get to the third one, you're someplace different than you were when you started. And I don't know why that is, but that's the way it works. And so even if you say that in your heart, that's a prayer. But there's affirmations that we need sometimes that are more breathing. So what I'd like to make is a song from this great gift to you. A song you learn, and it's probably the best thing you ever learn. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And you can stop right here. If you say that to yourself, if you sing it to yourself, you get in the car, and you say, Jesus loves me, this I know. There's not one thing that's not going, there's going to be something better about that day than it would have been if you didn't sing it. And it's not hard. And it doesn't have to be in tune. Because I'll tell you, little kids that learn how to sing it, when you learned it, you didn't care if it was in tune. And that's the way we sing it. It's always in tune when God hears it. That's what I do. So, that's just a thought. There's plenty of other great things about singing that it does for us to have it as a part of our worship. But I think the challenge is to make that, even if we're not singers, and I really appreciate the people who don't feel like they're singers here, who carry forth. John Wesley would be proud of you too. If you have a minute in front of the hymnal, he has some amazingly pointed rules about singing. But I think the gist of it is, you just have to sing because you're happy, because you're free, because Christ died for us and made us free. We have a God who knows what we're singing about. But we can affirm that for ourselves every day. And I hope you will. And I hope that in some small way, it becomes, every day becomes a great day of singing some in your heart. Okay? And you don't have to sing out loud if you don't know. I like my personal favorite. To go out by the four of this barn and turn out to New Haven and put all the windows down in the car. It's singing at the top of my lungs. So I'll grab a roll that I'm able to fast and go as fast as I'm able. And sing as loud as I can when I feel like I just can't be a chorus. That's it. If you see me out there, if I see you out there, I know what you're doing.